силах народись, ти до нас небес зійшов.
Був обіцяний колись, прийняв тіло ти і кров.
Побачив ти, Господь, мене, почув душі моєї плач.
Не міг спасти я сам себе від грішників та злих невдач.
Христос воскрес, воскрес, і я із ним до неба війду. Він дав мені нове життя, вже не служу я гріху. Там на Голгофському хресті любов розп'ята була, але постала з пітьми.
Дітей своїх прийняв.
Христос воскрес, воскрес, і я із ним до неба війду. Він дав мені нове життя, вже не служу я гріху. Там на Голгофському хресті любов розп'ята була, але постала з пітьми.
Воістину воскрес! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на радіостанції CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо. Говорить Павіна. Христос воскрес! Воістину воскрес! And happy Easter to all those celebrating Easter on the Gregorian calendar. This year, of course, Easter Sunday fell on March 31st, and for those celebrating on the new Julian calendar, which is the new calendar Ukraine has adopted just last year, it is not the Gregorian, it is the new Julian. So there is still some discrepancy, and Easter for those on the Julian calendar will be May 5th. So on today's program, we will be, of course, celebrating Easter with an assortment of Easter hymns, as well as a couple of items from the audio archives that, of course, as Easter, are timeless. And also we'll have Vasil Pavlovsky with Cultural Capsule, the news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kyiv Independent, as well as our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. Much of it, most of it, will be Easter music. So we started out with a more modern Easter hymn, and that was performed by the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary in Ukraine, and Christos Voskres I Ya. And coming up next is something more traditional, the Kyiv Chamber Choir with the classic Easter hymn, Christos Voskres, Christ is Risen.
Смерть, 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 см Христос воскрес из смерти, смертью смерть подолав, і тим, що в гробах життя дарував. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling death by death, and to those in the tombs giving life. Christos voskres is smerti, smertiu smert podolau, i tim, sho vrobar, життя дарував, i nam darував життя вічне. Поклоняємось Його на третій день воскресінню.
And carrying on the traditional Easter musical theme, that was the Chablook family from Winnipeg, and they released an album of Easter hymns, traditional Easter hymns, a couple of years ago, and the proceeds of their album go to fund the Home for Hope. It is a home for young girls who were victims of human trafficking in Ukraine, and it is run by the Sister Servants of Mary Immaculate. We chatted with the mom of the family shortly after the album was released, and I'll put the link to that interview, if you missed it, in the show notes. And do consider purchasing their album of beautiful hymns and supporting the SSMI Lubov Foundation's Home for Hope in Ukraine. Up next, a group from Ukraine, Bozhichi, and another traditional Easter hymn, a Tropar for Easter.
Христос воскресе із мертвих, смертію смерть поправ Ісус, що в гробі живот дарував Христос. Воскресе із мертвих, смертію смерть поправ. В гробах живот дарував Христос. Воскресе із мертвих, смертію смерть поправ Ісус. Чим в гробах живот дарував.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznadiy in Toronto. When my grandmother died many years ago, she said to my mom, "Your little son must always celebrate Easter and Christmas, whatever the authorities might say. Promise me this." My mom promised her. And since that time, twice a year, we enjoyed a festive time. The celebrations of Easter and Christmas, completely religious holidays, never actually stopped in Ukraine. This was due to ordinary Ukrainian people. No authority is able to overcome this habit. Back in those days, it was sort of an open secret. Everyone would say, "Hush, so other people won't hear our celebrations," because they are forbidden in our country. Then, with that word of caution out of the way, the celebrations got into full swing. I recalled that people on both sides celebrated these holidays. Those who said, "No, you must not," and of course the other side too, the believers and the traditionalists. Of course, neither side wanted the other to know that they were celebrating the holidays, in a different way, yet in the same way. For everyone, it was a kind of pro-communist shyness that we all shared. It wasn't just that this strange mindset came about during the holidays. It was a way of life in the Soviet era. A case in point is what happened with the fantastically popular poet, actor and singer Vladimir Vysotsky, who could be compared to Bob Dylan. Millions of magnetic tapes with Vysotsky's instantly recognizable and beloved voice were widely spread across the country. Teenagers and adults copied his tapes readily. This really can be called countrywide love, and no authority could overcome this habit either. They had to try, of course, even if it meant temporarily lifting the censorship of Western pop culture. The standard anti-religious holidays playlist usually included ABBA, Boney M., Secret Service, Friedrichstadtpalast Ballet from Eastern Germany, and performers from various other socialist countries. The official communist theory was that it would prevent youth from attending church. The reality was nothing of the kind happened. Meanwhile, we all considered these Christmas and Easter TV programs to be an additional holiday gift from our comrades in the Kremlin. Everyone said, "Oh, we can enjoy the holidays. We'll have tasty food and good TV programs. Thank God." I am Serhii Kaznady in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Щоб знали вороги, на кого напали, не впізнали Бога в тіні, та й розіп'яли. Якщо б знали сили аду, на кого повстали, не впізнали Бога в тіні, та війну програли, бо він зійшов. Щоб знали сили аду, на кого повстали, не впізнали Бога в тілі, та війну програли. Якщо б знали вороги, на кого напали, не впізнали Бога в тілі, та й розіп'яли. Якщо б знали сили аду, на кого не впізнали Бога в тіні, та війну програли, бо він зійшов. Мать і пекло, Христос.
and a singer from Ukraine called Yulia Saltanenko, and Christos Voskres I Peremich Uvini Satana Prohrau. Christ is risen, won the war, and defeated Satan.
Ви слухаєте наш голос Радіо Українського коріння, котре подається вам на хвилі CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо.
You're listening to Наш Голос Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo.
Слава Ісусу Христу і добрий вечір. This is Father Bruce Power with Із Духові Твоєму and with your spirit here on Наш Голос Radio. On this glorious day of Holy Pascha, the resurrection of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, among the many spiritual riches used by Ukrainian Orthodox and Ukrainian Catholic Christians is the resurrectional homily by our Holy Father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople. Let all pious men and all who love God rejoice in the splendor of this feast. Let the wise servants blissfully enter into the joy of their Lord. Let those who have borne the burden of great Lent now receive their pay. And those who have toiled since the first hour, let them now receive their due reward. Let any who have come after the third hour be grateful to join in the feast. And those who have come after the sixth, let them not be afraid of being too late, for the Lord is gracious, and he receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him who comes on the 11th hour, as well as to him who has toiled since the very first. Yes, he has pity on the last, and he serves the first. He rewards the one and is generous to the other. He repays the deed and praises the effort. Come, all you, enter into the joy of the Lord, you the first and you the last. Receive alike your reward, you rich and you poor, dance together. You who are sober and you who are weak, celebrate the day. You who have kept the fast and you who have not, rejoice today. The table is richly loaded, enjoy its royal banquet. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. All of you enjoy the banquet of faith. All of you receive the riches of his goodness. Let no one grieve over his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep over his sins, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. He has despoiled Hades by going down into its kingdom. He has angered it by allowing it to taste his flesh. When Isaiah foresaw all of this, he cried out, O Hades, you have been angered by encountering him in the netherworld. Hades is angered because it is frustrated. It is angered because it has been mocked. It is angered because it has been destroyed. It is angered because it has been reduced to naught. It is angered because it is now captive. It sees the body, and lo, it discovered God. It seized earth, and behold, it encountered heaven. It seized the visible, and was overcome by the invisible. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are abolished. Christ is risen, and the demons are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is freed. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of the dead. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the leader and reviver of those who had fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Христос воскрес із мертвих, смертю смерть подолав, і тим, що рабах життя дарував. This is Father Bruce with Наш Голос Радіо. Христос Воскрес!
Радійте всі дорослі діти, Христос Воскрес, Христос Воскрес! Кладіть, кладіть найкращі квіти на Божий хрест, на Божий хрест. Кладіть, кладіть найкращі квіти на Божий хрест, на Божий хрест. На тім хресті він був розп'ятий, чекав на поміч із небес. Лише один з усіх на світі, Христос Воскрес, Христос Воскрес. Лише один з усіх на світі, Христос Воскрес, Христос Воскрес. Нехай бринять і пахнуть квіти, нехай почує Божий рай, як на землі радіють діти і звеселяють рідний край. Як на землі радіють діти і звеселяють рідний край. На нас погляне Божа Мати, радіючи святих небес. Збираймось, люди, всі співати, Христос Воскрес, Христос Воскрес. Збираймось, люди, всі співати, Христос Воскрес, Христос Воскрес.
From Ukraine, Quintet Alleluia, which consisted of five young theological seminarians, Vasil Chorny, Vasil Polek, Andriy Zaliski, Petro Chupak, Bohdan Lisko, of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church, who by now would be priests and deacons. And that song, a lovely Easter hymn, Radite Vsi, Dorosli, Idite, Christos Voskres, Rejoice all adults and children, Christ is risen. Up next, another contemporary Easter hymn. This is by the Ixtus Band, and it is called Slavte Ljude Tvorca, Praise the Creator, People.
Пасхальний світлий день, торжествуй земля. Божий син із гробу встав, смерть переможена. Божий син із гробу встав, смерть переможена. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Наші змив, небо нам відкрив. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Кров'ю він гріхи наші змив, небо нам відкрив.
Не вдержали сили зла у могилі царя. Наш Ісус Христос воскрес, честь йому й хвала. Наш Ісус Христос воскрес, честь йому й хвала.
Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов без кінця. Кров'ю він гріхи наші змив, небо нам відкрив. Славте, люди, славте Творця, за його любов. Кров'ю він гріхи наші змив, небо нам відкрив.
Христос, серце лиш відкри своє, і життя віддай для Нього, серце лиш відкри своє, і життя віддай для Нього.
This is Anton Lysenko for Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Don't miss our in-depth interviews on the Nash Volos YouTube channel with Canadian and Ukrainian politicians, experts and artists. Find the link in the podcast show notes or simply search Nash Volos Ukrainian Roots Radio on YouTube. Enhance your Ukrainian culture journey with Nash Volos.
While Ukraine has been losing its country's defenders for the last 10 years, on February 21st, 2024, one of Ukraine's longtime fighters for Ukraine's freedom, Stepan Ilkovich Khmara, came to the end of his journey amongst us. That day, I read a post by his second wife, Roxiliana Khmara. Не хочу у це повірити. Не хочу це писати. Мій найдорожчий. У світі чоловік помер. Все. I do not want to believe this. I do not want to write this. My dearest man in the world has died. That's all. Khmara was born on October 12, 1937 in the village of Bobyaty, then under Polish rule and now part of
Czerwonohradzki district of Lviv province.
In 1964, he completed his studies at the Lviv State Medical Institute. It was not long before he became involved in the dissident movement, and he began to distribute self-published works banned by the Soviet regime. He was the first to translate Andrei Sakharov's essay, Thoughts on Progress, Intellectual Coexistence, and Intellectual Freedom, into Ukrainian. In 1974, Khmara was first arrested for his publications, Ethnocide of Ukrainians in the USSR and the General Pogrom, which had been translated into many European languages, though he is later released due to the lack of evidence that he had committed the crime of anti-Soviet propaganda. Eventually, by 1980, the long arms of the Soviet legal system arrested him for anti-Soviet propaganda, and he received a 7-year term in one of the strictest labor camps, and then another 5 years exiled from Ukraine. Khmara's resolute position on Ukraine landed him a total of 306 days in solitary confinement, during which he often held hunger strikes. At the age of 50, Khmara was finally set free and returned to Ukraine in 1987. Upon his return to Ukraine, he became part of the leadership of the Ukrainian Helsinki Group, which in 1990 morphed into the Ukrainian Republican Party, where he became vice chair of the party. In October of 1990, Khmara joined the students' hunger strike in what became known as the Revolution on the Granite. Khmara was elected to the Central Council of Ukraine, receiving 63.61% of the popular vote in the industrial riding number 261 of Lviv province. He held the seat in this riding until May 14, 1994, and would serve as a member of Ukraine's parliament for two other convocations, the second and the fourth. During my decade-plus-long period of living in Kyiv, I met Stepan Ilkovich a few times, and then later on my Vasil Pavlovsky Facebook account, I had a few discourses with him over the years. Primarily, these would take place in mid-October after greeting one another on our birthdays. Stepan Ilkovich, may you rest in peace and in God's arms. Glory to you and all of Ukraine's fallen heroes.
Dear listeners of Ukrainian Roots Radio,
I leave you with this traditional Ukrainian song of mourning,
Plene Kacha,
performed by my friends who form Pika Diska Tercia. May you all be healthy and safe.
Кача, поти сині, плине кача, поти сині. Мамко ж моя, не лай мені, мамко ж моя, не лай мені. Залаєш ми в злу годину, залаєш ми в злу годину. Сам не знаю, де погину, сам не знаю, де погину.
Слухайте наш голос радіо українського коріння, котре подається вам на хвилі CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо.
You're listening to Наш Голос Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. On March 16, 2022, Russia began its campaign of destruction of the city of Mariupol in Ukraine. Many children have disappeared as a result. As we know, Russia shamelessly dropped a bomb on a sign visible to the air that identified the site as one where children were. A campaign has recently been launched called Dete, which in Russian is one word, which means children. In Ukrainian, split in two, translates as where are you? And Dete is a campaign to locate the children that were abducted by Russia in the chaos of the war. Here is a song the theme song of that campaign, which you'll be hearing more about, by Ukrainian-American singers Leo Volansky and Olya Fritz. It is called Dete. Where are you?
At 10 o'clock on March 16th, the sky was blue.
A mother went outside to get her children food.
But life changed in a flash,
a frightening, thunderous crash.
She screamed for her children, "Where are you?
Daddy, Daddy, darling, Daddy, Daddy, see?" The shelter in Mariupol and could be seen from the skies.
But if you split that word in two, it spells, "Where are you?" Can you hear the victim's desperate cries?
Thank you.
We'll be bringing you more information about this campaign to locate Ukraine's lost children in the weeks ahead. If you're interested in finding out more right now and you would like to jump in and help, I'll put a link to the project in the show notes of this episode. And now the latest news from Ukraine, courtesy the Kiev Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest growing English language news organization. A Russian attack on the village of Novoosinove in Kharkiv Oblast killed a 59-year-old man and injured an 11-year-old boy, the Kharkiv Oblast governor reported on April 2nd. Novoosinove is located in Kupiansk district, around 12 kilometers from the front line. The area was liberated by Ukraine in September 2022. The village came under attack at around 5 p.m. local time. The man died on the spot while the boy was hospitalized. A Russian attack on Monachinivka, another village in Kupiansk district, killed a 57-year-old woman and wounded her husband on March 28th. Settlements in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv Oblast are subjected to near-daily attacks by Russian forces due to their proximity to the border with Russia and the front line. Russia launched a missile attack against the city of Dnipro in the afternoon of April 2nd. At least 18 people were injured. 12 of the injured, including 5 children, were hospitalized. An educational institution was damaged as a result of the attack, but children were hiding in a bomb shelter when it occurred. Russia previously attacked Dnipro with drones overnight on April 2nd, causing 2 fires due to the debris falling. A 2-story building and a fire unit were reportedly damaged. Ukrainians whose property has been destroyed or damaged by Russia can now submit applications for compensation via an international digital register, which will be used as the basis for future reparations from Russia, according to Digital Transformation Minister Mikhailo Fedorov. According to the latest estimation by the World Bank, the cost of Ukraine's post-war recovery and reconstruction has risen to $486 billion. Around $300 billion of the Russian central bank's assets are frozen in the West. G7 nations pledged in October 2023 that Russian assets frozen in their jurisdictions would remain frozen until Moscow pays war reparations to Ukraine. The digital register is accessible through Ukraine's e-governance mobile application, DIA. All Ukrainian property owners can submit evidence that their home, apartment, or country house has been destroyed or damaged, and the government plans to expand the registry beyond material damage. There will be an opportunity to submit applications to the register about forced displacement, damage to life, health, torture, and sexual violence, Fedorov said. The ministry also plans for businesses and the state to be able to submit damage claims. UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron said on March 5th that London is prepared to loan Kyiv all the assets of the Russian central bank frozen in the UK on the basis that Moscow will be forced to pay reparations to Ukraine after the all-out war. Over 40 countries called for a special tribunal to hold Russia accountable for war crimes committed in Ukraine at the Restoring Justice for Ukraine conference held in the Netherlands on April 2nd. The conference addressed point 7 of President Volodymyr Zelensky's 10-point peace formula, Restoring Justice. The Netherlands, host country to the International Criminal Court, ICC, has agreed to take the lead on this point of Ukraine's peace plan. The Netherlands extended conditional offers to host both the tribunal and a compensation mechanism. The conference published a political declaration signed by 44 countries condemning Russian aggression in Ukraine and advocating for the establishment of a special tribunal to investigate and prosecute Russian war crimes. The declaration also called on Russia to pay compensatory damages for crimes inflicted on Ukrainians and supported exploring the use of frozen Russian assets to pay these damages. Ukrainian officials have documented thousands of war crimes committed by Russian forces, including deliberate attacks on civilians, attacks on cultural sites and medical institutions, torture, and deportations. The Prosecutor General's office reported on March 18th that Ukraine has collected pretrial information on over 128,000 victims of war crimes. Over the last several weeks, Ukraine has carried out increasingly regular attacks on Russian oil refineries and other industrial facilities with long-range drones, reportedly disrupting 12 to 14% of Russia's refining capacity. During an April 2nd attack on industrial facilities in Russia's Tatarstan, a Ukrainian long-range drone targeted one of the country's largest oil refineries, located in the city of Nizhnekamsk, according to a source in the Security Service of Ukraine, the SBU. The attack was a joint operation carried out by the SBU and Ukraine's military intelligence agency, the source said. The Ukrainian drone hit the refinery's primary oil processing facility, which has an annual production capacity of around 8 million tons, amounting to 2.6% of Russia's total annual oil processing capacity. The attack on Tatarstan also hit a manufacturing facility for Shahed-type attack drones. We continue to work systematically to ensure that Russia has fewer and fewer opportunities to finance the war of aggression against Ukraine. We will continue to cut off oxygen to the gas station country in order to maximize the flow of petrol dollars to the Russian military budget, added the source. Since the beginning of its full-scale invasion on February 24, 2022, Russia has lost 443,660 troops in Ukraine, the General Staff of Ukraine's Armed Forces reported on April 2nd. This number includes 780 casualties Russian forces suffered just over the previous day. According to the report, Russia has also lost 6,998 tanks, 13,350 armored fighting vehicles, 14,783 vehicles and fuel tanks, 11,112 artillery systems, 1,023 multiple launch rocket systems, 744 air defense systems, 347 airplanes, 325 helicopters, 8,779 drones, 26 ships and boats, and a submarine. And that's the news from Ukraine for today. Coming to you courtesy the Kyiv Independent, Ukraine's largest and fastest-growing English-language news organization. For more up-to-date news stories as they happen, visit their website, kyivindependent.com, and make sure to follow them on social media. To allow this independent Ukrainian news team to continue delivering you news from on the ground in Ukraine, please consider becoming a member at kyivindependent.com. Нагадую, ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос», радіо нашого коріння на радіостанції CHLY 101.7 FM у місті Нанаймо. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час вдома і сказати до побачення, але перед тим, цими словами мудрості. Спокій та радість життя продовжують. And our proverb of the week translates as «Peace and joy prolong life». And with that, we've come to the end of another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. In between broadcasts, please stay in touch with us via our Facebook page, YouTube channel, and Instagram. For transcripts, audio archives, and a link to our podcast, where you'll find links mentioned in the show, visit our website, www.nashholos.com. And of course, you can always find Nash Holos on your favorite podcast app. I'm Pavlino on behalf of Oksana, Anton, Daria, myself, and all of us here at Nash Holos and CHLY. Thanks so much for listening. Do zusidici.
Зійшло ранкове, і пасхальний час настав. Урочисто і святково нас усіх Він привітав. Бо в цей день Христос, Син Божий, вирок смерті підписав. І я
як сильний переможець, із могили він повстав. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, алілуя, співаймо всі Отцю життя. Чудес, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, хвала йому на небі, на землі, хвала йому на небі, на землі. І давайте ми сьогодні проголосимо для всіх, бо спасає від безодні, він прощає всякий гріх. Через Сина Воскресіння торжество належить нам. Дай прийми Його спасіння, стати щом Його дитя. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, чудес. Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес, хвала йому на небі, на землі, хвала йому на небі, на землі. Прославляє, хай тепер, Бог спасати грішних може, він воскрес, він не помер. Христос воскрес,
Христос воскрес,
Христос воскрес,
Христос воскрес,
алілуя, співаймо всі Отцю життя. Воскрес, Христос воскрес, хвала йому на небі, на землі, хвала йому на небі, на землі.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.